Apple is within striking distance of becoming the world's first trillion-dollar company. Apple stock jumped more than 5% this morning after it reported better-than-expected earnings in its third quarter. And Tesla is expected to release its earnings after the market closes today. Its stock has been falling in recent months. Joining us now is Claire Sebastian, correspondent for CNN Money. She's in New York. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Jeremy.
So, first of all, Apple. What are some of the reasons it had such a strong quarter?
Well, that was really one key reason, and that is the iPhone. The thing you have to know about Apple is the iPhone is king. It is the cash cow for this company. It's more than half of their revenues, well over half, in fact. And what was really interesting this time around is while the amount of iPhones, the unit sales that they sold, were basically flat year on year, the price that people are paying for iPhones is going up. Mm-hmm. It was the average price was $724 this year versus $606 the same time last year. So what we're seeing here is despite some skepticism from some people about the $1,000 price tag on that iPhone 10, people are paying more for their iPhones. And that is what drove iPhone revenues up 20% in this quarter. That is really what is driving the growth in this company.
So when you look at the fact that the cell phone market is reaching saturation, does that mean Apple is now going to need to diversify? They can't just keep raising prices forever on that iPhone 10 or whatever the next iPhone is.
Right. Well, we would hope that they wouldn't do that. No, they're certainly diversifying. This is something that they are already, to an extent, succeeding at. Services was a particular bright spot in this earnings season. That was up 31% in the last quarter. That's things that people subscribe to, like Apple Pay, like iCloud, like Apple Music, Apple Care. And subscription has the advantage of being a more predictable, more stable business. So that is something that investors are looking at. And they also have a unit, Jeremy, called Other Products, which contains the Apple Watch, Apple TV, AirPods, the HomePod speaker, things like that. And revenues there were up more than 35%. So still, you know, they are reliant on the iPhone. It is, as I said, more than half of revenues, but they are doing well in other departments as well.
What about Tesla? What are you watching for as it comes out with its earnings later today?
Right. So the big question here is how much money they're burning through. The Model 3, their mass market car that's supposed to propel them into the mainstream, has been beset by delays. They did meet a crucial milestone at the end of the quarter where they started to manufacture 5,000 cars a week, which they've been trying to do for the last 6 months. But I think the question for investors is how much is that going to be costing the company? Cash burn has been a real problem for Tesla. They burned through $700 billion in the last quarter. There are speculations out there that they'll have to raise money. They'll have to go to the market and raise cash. And I think that is what investors are going to be watching above all else when they report today.
Well, and they'll probably also be watching the leader of Tesla, Elon Musk, who has been acting a little bit erratically lately. We remember that he accused one of the Thai cave rescuers of being a pedophile. He was very combative during a conference call with analysts in May. How much does his behavior influence the stock value?
You know, it really does. Tesla is a volatile stock at the best of time, and Elon Musk's behavior has made it worse, essentially. It fell sharply after that conference call, even though in the last quarter, earnings actually beat expectations. And it fell again after that tweet about the Thai cave rescue, which for many really crossed the line. Right. He hadn't backed it up with fact at all. And it even prompted one top tech analyst to write an open letter telling him to take a Twitter sabbatical. And Jeremy, he's been at it again overnight, trolling hedge fund manager David Einhorn on Twitter after a report surfaced that he hadn't renewed the lease on his Tesla. But so I think we'll be watching really closely okay. What happens on this call.
Claire Sebastian at CNN Money. Thank you.
Thank you.